Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
From Metairie, Bob, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Everything you're saying about the Kimble thing, that's all hypothetical, isn't it?
Well, not really. Brendan Carr in the media publicly threatened ABC to take action against Jimmy Kimmel, or they would take action against Jimmy Kimmel. And shortly after that, ABC announced that they were canceling Jimmy Kimmel.
So the president, at the direction of Brendan Carr, had Jimmy Kimmel canceled?
Well, Brendan Carr, as FCC director, has said that he is doing everything he can to use the agency to fulfill Donald Trump's dreams and plans for his agenda.
So Brendan Carr, it was fulfilling Donald Trump's dreams, and he had Jimmy Kimmel canceled. Is that right?
That's the way it appears.
Appears.
So yeah, what do you think? Well, just tell me what you think happened. I don't think it's hypothetical, but you can make that argument. What do you think happened?
It is a hypothetical.
What do you think happened? You don't think the president was involved
in
this?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I mean, why would you say that? That you're speaking hypothetically.
Well, when the head of the FCC, when the head of the FCC says that he's going to carry out Trump's wishes, and then Trump, we know, no, he said that.
It's a hypothetical about Jimmy Kimmel. You're talking about him now.
No, he said that. Well. But Brendan Carr said that they were going to take action if ABC didn't, and shortly after that, ABC cancels Jimmy Kimmel. What do you think happened?
I think it's a business decision. There's a big
merger that's coming up, and apparently they want to make sure that they get Trump's signature on the merger, so they were able to follow. It's not hypothetical.
They want to make sure it is. They want to make sure they get Trump's signature.
Well, okay, it's not hypothetical. The merger's not hypothetical.
Yes, it is. The merger may not be.
I'm giving you every opportunity, but I you're talking about things that are not hypothetical. It is a fact that there's a merger that Paramount wants to go through with, and they need Trump's signature. So it appears as if they're willing to do what the FCC says, or they're afraid of the FCC.
So Trump is directing the FCC, had directed the FCC, to cancel Kimble and to sign the merger. Are you saying that as a fact?
Well, he hasn't signed it yet, but it is a fact that it's a fact that they need Trump's signature on the merger, and they want the merger to go through. Therefore, it certainly appears, we don't know yet, but it appears that they're doing this in order to satisfy the president.
What do you mean, Senate? Well, I don't understand right.
Well,
you're
Bob,
I
appreciate
you're gonna
Bob.
You can't win this audit.
Well, I'm not. You know, I mean, you're talking about hypothetical stuff that is factual. I mean, you're not making sense, Bob. And I'm not.
No, you're talking.
Bob, you're not. I don't want to let people on the air who don't make sense, and you're not making sense.
He is determined not to understand what
right.
we are
you
telling
don't
him.
Want to understand, and so that's okay. You've expressed your opinion, and I will say goodbye. I'm not going to get into a belated argument back and forth with you. You've made up your mind. I'm not going to change your mind, and that's okay. I mean, this is where we need to respect each other, Bob, and it doesn't seem like you respect my opinion here. You know, your opinion is that President Trump had nothing to do with that. Okay, that's fine. But when President Trump has talked about canceling. When Stephen Colbert was canceled, President Trump said, Jimmy Kimmel is next. So Jimmy Kimmel was on President Trump's list. And so now we have a situation where the head of the FCC, which is under Trump, you know, I mean, I can draw stick figures for you. It's pretty damn obvious what's going on here. President Trump is elated that Jimmy Kimmel was canceled. And it is logical thinking that Brendan Carr opened the door for ABC to fire Jimmy Kimmel because they have this, the parent company has this merger coming up and they need Trump's signature, so they want to make Trump happy. And Brendan Carr said he was going to do everything he can to make Trump happy.
Brendan Carr told Benny Johnson, quote, Kimmel's comments are part of a concerted effort to lie to the American people, and the FCC has remedies that we can look at. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. These companies can find ways to change conduct and take action on Kimmel, or there's going to be additional work for the FCC. Hours later,
yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel is off the air. I can't believe the intellectual dishonesty, the intellectual gymnastics it takes to not see how these things are related.
You know,
do not cancel Jimmy Kimmel in the middle of the afternoon before that night's taping. Even if his ratings are bad, you don't just cancel him in the middle of the afternoon on some idle Wednesday.
No.
You wait until his contract is up. You wait until you have the next guy up ready to take over. You don't just do it in the in the middle of nowhere like that.
I appreciate
unbelievable
that,
naivety.
Bob and Metairie, I appreciate that you're listening. You made your point, gave you a chance to make your point. But when you just keep repeating the same thing that is not accurate, then we just have to move on with the conversation. And I hope you understand that. And I hope you can understand that in America, we need to be tolerant of each other's opinions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.